The Gemara Maseches Shabbos raises a fascinating question in the midst of an incredible discussion. What happens if a person has limited funds and only has the ability to purchase either Shabbos candles or Hanukkah candles? Which one takes precedence? So the Gemara says, Ner Beiso v'Ner Hanukkah. See, the Gemara refers to Shabbos candles as Ner Beiso, the candles of your home. Because ultimately, Shabbos candles are lit in order to illuminate the home. So what about if one only has enough money for Shabbos candles or Hanukkah candles? Which one wins? The Gemara says, Ner Beiso Adif. Shabbos candles win. You go ahead and you use your money for Shabbos candles. Why? Mishum Shalom Bayis. Ultimately, again, because of Shalom Bayis, and a simple reading of the Gemara is as follows. Ner Hanukkah, Hanukkah candles in the purest performance of the mitzvah are kindled on the outside. There's the din of Pirsumei Nisa. The idea ultimately is to go ahead and publicize the miracle to the public. Shabbos candles are lit in the house as a way of illuminating the home to maximize the Shabbos experience. So therefore, the Gemara says, if there is a choice between Shabbos candles and Hanukkah candles, one chooses Shabbos candles because of Shalom Bayis. But perhaps the Gemara is teaching us an additional deeper lesson as well. You see, my friends, the Gemara doesn't refer to Ner Shabbos, the Shabbos candles, as Shabbos candles, but rather it's Ner Beiso, the candle of one's home. We know the Gemara tells us elsewhere that the individual, a person, is called a Bayis. A person is called a home. I am a home. Each of us is a world unto ourselves, a home unto ourselves. So what the Gemara is really asking is as follows. If a person has attention or a person is not sure, what should I devote my energies to? Should I devote my energies to illuminating my home? Should I devote my energies to inspiring myself? Ner Beiso, to ignite my home, to illuminate my home, to inspire myself? Or Ner Hanukkah? Or should I use my energies ultimately to inspire others? Should I use my energies to light up my world? The fundamental tension. Should I divert my energies inward and illuminate myself, inspire myself? Or should I go ahead and divert my energies outward and illuminate the world? To which the Gemara says it's very simple. Ner Beiso Adif. You have to illuminate. You have to kindle your own candle first. You must inspire your own home. You must lift yourself up before you could lift up the world. Such an incredible yisod. All of us want to make a difference in the world. We all want to make a difference in the world. But the way to begin to make a difference in the world, and the way to begin to make a difference in your community and in your family, is to begin by making a difference in yourself. It is only he who is inspired who has the ability to inspire others. Only she who is spiritually luminescent has the ability to spread that life of holiness to others. There's an incredible story that's told about the Sanzer Rav. The Sanzer Rav said, when I was a young man, I thought I would change the world. As I got a little bit older, I figured I'll just change my country. And as I got a little bit older, I said, I'll change my city. I got a little bit older, and I said, I'll just change my block. I got a little bit older. I said, I'll change my family. And said the Sanzer Rav, now I'm an old man. And I realized the greatest accomplishment is simply to change myself. And I would build on those words of the Sanzer Rav, because when you change yourself, that gives you the tools to affect change all around you. When there's a tension between Ner Shabbos and Ner Hanukkah, illuminating the self or illuminating the world, it's not a contradiction. It's just a question of progression. Inspire yourself. Illuminate yourself. Build yourself. Light your Ner Shabbos. And then in Neret Hashem, you'll be zocheh to light your Ner Hanukkah. After you inspire yourself, you will have the ability, the strength, and the spiritual courage to spread your light to others. Have a wonderful evening.